Amen and amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. We are going to be praying for men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Stand by me. Blessed Savior, stand by me. I have no strength and power of my own. Blessed Savior, stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me. Blessed Savior, stand by me. I have no strength nor power of my own. Blessed Savior, stand by me. The strength of our life, I know his name. I know his name. His name is wonderful. I know his name. I know his name. I know his name. I know his name. His name is powerful. I know it, the strength of our life. I know his name. I know your name. Your name is powerful. I know your name. His name is our strength. His name is our power. We do not have strength or power of our own. We rely on him. Without him, we are nothing. Without him, we are nothing. It's our strength. And we bless his holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We lift you up. May your name be glorified. May your name be glorified. Children of God, I want you to say to yourself, God is my strength. I say, God is my strength. God is my strength. Please, I want you to ask the next person beside you, ask him or her, who is your strength? Who is your strength? God is my strength. God is my strength. God is my strength. I do not have power or strength on my own. He is my strength. And he is my strength. He is my strength. We bless the name of God Almighty, for he is our strength, and he will continue to be our strength. Amen. Because we will continue praising him from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. And he will continue being our strength forever and ever, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Come with me to the book of Daniel. And I want someone to help me play out, please. The book of Daniel 10. The book of Daniel, we are praying for men. It's going to be two sections. Please, we are going to be praying for children and men, but I will first pray for men. Then when we are finished, please, I will move to children. Children, I do not take your place. Forgive me. Amen. Forgive me for that. God will be your strength. Amen. And God is taking you somewhere. Amen. The minister of God, the apostle of God, Amen. The prophet of God, Amen. We are not taking your place. Forgive me for this week. The book of Daniel, 10:18 to 19. Daniel 10,
yes.
18 to 19. Ma.
Then there came again.
There came again.
And touched me one like.
And touched me one.
The appearance of a man.
The appearance, okay.
And he strengthened me.
He strengthened me.
19, and said, O man, greatly beloved,
fear not.
Peace be unto thee.
Peace be unto thee.
Be strong.
Amen.
Yea, be strong.
Yes.
And when he has spoken unto me, I was strengthened.
I was strengthened.
And said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me.
When he has spoken unto me, I was strengthened. Men of Valor, I want you to say to yourself, God is my strength.
God is my strength.
God is my strength.
God is my strength.
And please, my woman in the house, please, I want you to support your men at this hour. Say, a journey without the strength of the Lord, a home without a strength of the Lord, it will not be our portion. That home will capsize. That home will capsize. We do not have power or wisdom of our home. See, what we don't see is more than what we see. What we don't see is more than what we see. And I've never seen any professor that is wiser than Revelation. I've never seen it in my life. Bring them together all over the world. It can never, never be more than revelation of God Almighty. That is why I say what we don't see is more than what we see. And it's not by power. It is by the grace of God. So God is our strength. Amen. So that is why, please, I want you to pray for your husband. I want you to support your husband. That Jehovah, because when the strength of the law is upon your husband, it will walk according to the will of Jehovah. When the strength of the law is upon your husband, he will do according to what God Almighty has planned for your family. He will not walk his own. You know, sometimes without the strength of God, sometimes we calculate things, man. We have things together. And we plus and we plus. Sometimes when God wants to make it, God can make it sometimes. Our 2 + 2 can be 4. And when God wants to surprise us, our 2 + 2 will be 0. Just to let us know that he is the God. He is our strength. So, according to the Daniel, he touched me and he strengthened me. I want you to pray, man, sir, that I receive strength from above. I receive strength from above. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive strength for my home. I receive strength for my family. I receive strength for my children. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive strength for my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive strength. The strength of Jehovah. Jehovah will recognize you, will reference you. That our strength is limited. But unlimited is your strength, oh God. Mighty God, King of glory. I pray thee, I ask you, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that strength belongs to you. Lord, I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength. Upon my home, I receive strength. Upon my family, your strength. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I receive strength. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I will walk according to your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not make mistake. I receive your strength to go on in life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Reverend men, we receive strength of God Almighty. We receive strength of God Almighty. The strength that will catapult us to the next level. We receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. The strength of God Almighty be upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God Almighty. You are wonderful. You are amazing. Blessed be thy name. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Come with me to the book of Acts 3:7. The book of Acts 3:7. The book of Acts 3:7. He took him by the right hand.
And lifted him up.
And lifted him up.
And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Because the strength of the law is upon him. And the Bible says he received and he stood up. It is not by power. It is not by man. But by the strength of the law. By the strength of the law. You will pray to God Almighty, the Lord, by the power of your name, 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 took me by your right hand, lift me up, and let my bone receive strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Father, lift me up. Take me by your right hand. Jehovah, lift me up. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let my bones receive strength. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. When we are talking about bone, we are not talking about physical alone. We have spiritual strength and we have physical one. You know what you need in your home. You know what you need in your life. You know the area that you want God Almighty to lift you up. I want you to pray very well. It's an opportunity in life to be in the presence of God Almighty. To the glory of the Father, Ma. I was somewhere around 3 a.m. in the night. And I was thinking of something that, Lord, if anything happened, what will happen? I was thinking within myself, what do I think is going to happen? This world will not collapse because it happens to me. The life will continue. And I bowed before God. I said, God, glory to your holy name. It can only be by your power. I'm alive because you lifted me up from the pits and you strengthened my bone. You lifted me up. Many things has happened in my life that I say, God, how will I come out of this situation? But glory and honor to God Almighty, that God, I don't want this thing to happen. How will I come out of this? I begin to calculate, I begin to meditate, I begin to have my knowledge until I hear the voice of the Lord. I make sure personal relationship and I hear the voice of the Lord. Pertaining to Sopeka, and I lift you up because I want to lift you up. And I bless the name of God. He took me by his right hand and he lift me up. And I receive strength in every areas of my life. I want you to pray. You know where you want to receive strength? That God Almighty, by the power of your glory, lift me up. Take me by the right hand and lift me up. Lift me up. And I pray thee, I receive strength. My bone receives strength. In the name of the Lord Jesus, my life receives strength. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray thee. I say my earth, my life, receive strength of the Lord. You are moving forward. You are going from glory to glory. You are moving from glory to glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord has strengthened me. Because the Lord has lifted me up, he held me by his hand. I am moving from glory to glory. I am moving. It does not matter what people say about me. It does not matter what they think about me. It does not matter. But I am moving from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive strength. I receive strength. The strength of the Lord. The strength of the Lord. The strength of the Lord. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I stand up. In the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, O God. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Come with me to the book of Psalm. The book of Psalm 71, verse 9. Psalm 71, verse 9. Verse 9.
In the time of old age.
Say, okay, ma.
Cast me not
off
in the time of old age.
Forsake
me not when my strength faileth.
When my strength faileth. That is to say, our strength, physically with our strength, we have limited strength. That there will be a time that we will not be able to move on. There will be a time that we will not be able to go forward. There will be a time our strength will be limited. There will be a time everything will come to an end for us. But the strength of the Lord can move us. Hallelujah. If you look at David, it is by the strength of the Lord. It could have been another thing for David. But because the Lord strengthened him, it could have been another thing for Joseph. People say, Joseph, because it's not a palatable proverb to say, but because our children doesn't hear what I want to say, for a woman to be alone or a man to be alone, it could take a grace of God. Let's be real. I'm talking about Joseph now. Let's be real. That's reality. It can only take the strength of God Almighty. Many, many, many giants of the Lord, people in the Lord, just asleep, and that is it. And that is it. I remember, maybe my brother will remember that time when Baba Badari came to Ilorin, and Baba was preaching, and Baba was on the stage, and Baba was crying. Baba was singing Yoruba song. Daddy, Sir Mumidele, that God just taken me. Whatever it will take you. That man was crying. I saw him. He was really, really crying. It's not maybe it's a joke. He was really crying. Father, that this, I don't have, because if you see, the same Baba will pray for some people and their hearts will be open. And the same Baba was in that situation. It can only be strength of God Almighty. It can only be. Look at Paul. The Bible recorded it that the handkerchief of Paul, miracle happened, but the same Paul was deformed. And he was asking God, and God told him, my grace is sufficient for you. The strength of God. What are we talking about? It can only be the strength of God Almighty. It can only be strength of God Almighty. Without the strength of God Almighty, forget it. Whatever we do, that we record success in it, it is the strength of the Jehovah. It is not by power. So I want us to ask again, Lord, God Almighty, Jehovah, I do not have strength of my own. Jehovah, in the name, look. nothing drained man's strength. You know, when you are in the wrong assignment, it drains the strength of man. And when you are in the wrong assignment, in the journey of life, it's another thing. But glory and honor be to God, because it's our strength. Father, I receive your strength by your mercy. Strengthen me in every area of my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Look, in Jesus' name. The Bible recorded this, sir, that Naaman was mighty. But when it came to leprosy, it became nothing. Naaman. The Bible recorded it now. That he was a very great, very, very great. He fought the battle and won many times. But when it came to leprosy, he became nothing. Until deliverance came, until he received the strength of God. Then he became a new person. So we need it. We need it. We need that strength in our life. Jehovah, I plead my case before you. I bring my husband before you. I, as an husband, Lord God, Lord Almighty, the head of a house. Because if, let be sincere, if something happened to head, the body will be affected. If something happened to the head, you box me, I box you, you do something to me, I do, and we settle it. If head is affected, something will happen. So where I pray, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I receive strength. Father, do not let your strength depart from my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the journey of life, I need your strength. Because the journey is still far. The journey is still far. I pray thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray thee by your power. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, Almighty God, we bring ourselves before you with men. Lord, the King of glory, without you, we are nothing. Our strength is nothing before you. It is you who can carry us by your power. Jehovah, we reference you in our life. We pray thee, Jehovah, let your strength be upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, your strength to do your will. Your strength to lead our home. Your strength to do exploit. Father, we receive it in the name of Jesus. In every areas of our life, Father, we receive strength. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray for children now at the moment. We bless the name of God Almighty. Children, are we here? We stand up. We are in the presence of God Almighty. You are amazing. You are a blessing. You are a gift from God. And your destiny will not be altered. Your destiny will not be destroyed. Because your children are a gift and an amazing blessing from the Lord. From the Lord. From the Lord. And we pray the Spirit of God Almighty will be upon you. In the journey of your life, the strength of the Lord will be upon you. Amen. I want you to pray for yourself. Daddy and mommy will pray for you also as we continue. I want you to open your mouth, ask God that God Almighty strengthen me. Give me your strength. Give me your strength. Give me your strength to move on in life. Give me your strength to move on in life in the name of Jesus. Father, we bring our children before you, Lord. Father, it's amazing to have them. It's amazing to have them. Lord, we pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we receive strength over them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we receive strength. The strength of the Lord. They will not go astray in life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Inasmuch the destiny of our Lord Jesus Christ cannot be aborted. Your destiny will not be aborted. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will fulfill destiny. You will fulfill purpose in the land of the living. We speak upon you. The word of God, the power of God. We release the power of God over your life. As you are moving on in life, in the name of the Lord Jesus, no power will terminate you. Your glory will not be terminated. Your destiny will not be altered. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for you that every unwritten of enemy, it is nullified. By the power that is in the name of Jesus, you will fulfill destiny, you will fulfill purpose. There is a reason why, there is a purpose why God Almighty created you and you are in the land of the living. That purpose, you will fulfill it. In the journey of your life, you will fulfill it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we decree, we declare that you are a minister of God. You are a carrier of good news. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the spirit of excellence is upon you. You will walk strong. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ, everyone that is disguised in order to tamper with your destiny, Lord, we take them away. Jehovah, we take them away. By the authority that is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will move from glory to glory. Your glory will not be tampered with. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, and the Lord called Samuel. Say, Samuel. And he ran to Eli. Say, I didn't call you. The first time, the second time, the third time. Say, when you hear the voice again, answer. To the glory of God. And the voice came back again and called Samuel. And Samuel answered. We decree over your life that you will hear God.
Amen.
You will hear God. As you hear God, you will do the will of God. In the land of the living, begin to prophesy over their life. You will hear God. You will do the will of God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray thee, as you are growing up, you will grow in wisdom of Jehovah. You will grow in wisdom of Jehovah. The Bible said, the child Jesus Christ grew in wisdom. We have the wisdom of God Almighty to be upon you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not be beneath. You will be what the Lord say you will be. You will be what the Lord say you will be. You will be the end, not the end. You will lend to the nation. You will not borrow. You will be what the Lord say you will be. We decree it and declare it to your life. We say you will be what the Lord say you will be. You will be what the Lord say you will be. You will be the end, not that you will lend to the nation. You will not borrow. You will be what the Lord say you will be. As you are growing, as you will be making decisions, God will lead you.
Amen.
Jehovah will lead you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not mix with armed robber, bandits, but that your heart will love God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will fulfill purpose. You will fulfill destiny. You are a carrier of good news. You are a carrier of good news. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you will not go astray in life. I was discussing with someone here. Please, parent, to the glory of the Father. I was talking to our mommy. One of the best words we have in the hospital in the UK is in JR, geriatrology, because we have a very, very special room. And they used to bring all, maybe the whole prime minister, the Lord, and all these things. They used to bring it there. Not, you can't compare it with the other world. And what I want to bring out, that very day, I was assigned to take care of one of the patients. And it was one of the Lord in the House of the Parliament or House of the Lord. And because my name, you know, when you say Sunday, they say, wow, it's summer. So, but I was assigned. But what I want to say, and he called me that day. Say, okay, what do we do now? I said, you know, sir, what we are going to do. He said, okay. And but what I want to bring out, and he said, where's your wife? You know, I was so somehow. And your children? I was so somehow. I said, they're okay, sir. Okay, you don't want to talk to me? I said, I want to talk to you, sir. He said, let me tell you, sit down. I said, I can't sit down because my assignment is to look after you, sir. And there are other patients also. He said, don't worry. Close the door. And I closed the door because they can do whatever they want. Because each room every day is £500. Then I sat with him. He said, don't worry. I ask you, you don't want to talk to me. Where's your children? I said, okay, do you want me to tell you something? I said, I was having a conversation with Brother Musa or something. I said, I want to tell you, I've been to many places in Africa. You have culture and you have value. Don't teach your children in the British way unless you will regret it. I was shocked. I don't want to see anything. Probably maybe something you can say. Don't teach your children in a very British way. At the end, you will regret it. Ah. Why this man is saying all this thing to me? He said, you want to know? He said, yeah. Because I've been throughout the world. I'm not a Christian. And I've seen. And I'm telling you the truth. And because your name is Sunday, that if you raise your children, if the spirit of British is in your children, you will regret it. I said, thank you. So I said, don't go. And he went out and he told my manager, Sunday will be with me, is with. And we sat down over there almost 1.5 hours. I was doing nothing. He said, and he was talking to me. He said, but I'm telling you, teach your children in the way of the Lord. I was so amazing, and I was pleased. Say, teach your children. Say, look, you can see them. You know what is happening to their life because they taught their children in the British way. They are British, but they are suffering from it. And truly, if you come to the hospital, ma, sir, every day you will be on your knee praying for your children. Come and see. To be sincere, come and see fight. You said white doesn't fight because of property. We call police for them. They will be fighting for property. Maybe the doctor told them maybe their mother is going to die. If the mother doesn't die again, you know, sometimes they survive it. They've already take up the property and the fight. We will call security. If the security couldn't handle it, we will call the police. They have bring one, and they will be fighting. So what I want to bring, I said, teach your. So there was a time again. Let me bring this out. There was something that we were just doing in the church, and they just there was a program going on, and they called two people from the one family. They said, come, tell me what your daddy and mommy used to do. The children, because you don't know The children you are going to call, they just call. And one say, my mommy in the morning when we are coming to the church, when they go to the church, you know, people can see that we will be walking. And the same way, the children are doing that. And the small boy, they has, tell me what your daddy used to do every Sunday. And he did exactly what daddy used to do. When daddy come from here, he goes down some people that he will greet. And the other people, he will ignore them. And truly, the boy was doing that. My daddy will come to the church, and he was going to them. My daddy will greet this one. My daddy will greet this one. He will leave this one alone, and he will leave this one alone. And children are doing it. You think they don't see? They see. They see. But I pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus, the spirit of error will not enter our children.
Amen.
The Lord will lead them. The King of glory will lead them. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, they will be useful for God.
Amen.
They are for signs and wonder.
Amen.
They are for signs and wonder.
Amen.
They are for signs and wonder.
Amen.
They are a carrier of good news.
Amen.
And the glory of God will be upon them.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, they will not be wayward children.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus,
Amen.
You will have fulfilled destiny.
Amen.
You will have fulfilled purpose.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the Lord of hosts will strengthen parents in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. Mighty God, we thank you for our children. They are amazing. Gift, wonderful children before you, Jehovah. We ask that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bring them before you. We plead our case on behalf of them. We pray that they will fulfill destiny.
Amen.
Their destiny will not be destroyed.
Amen.
Their destiny will not be destroyed.
Amen.
As they are growing, they will be making decisions. I pray that in the name of Jesus, you will lead them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, the spirit of the truth, the spirit of the truth will be upon them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be thy name.
Amen.
For in Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen. Amen.
They started walking. Anywhere he went, my Lord was doing good. Anywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty when thy cripples saw him, they started walking. Anywhere he went, my Lord was doing good. Praise the Lord. I'm at this hour to lead the prayers for women. Praise the living God. Anywhere our Lord went, he was always doing good. In the life of our women, that is what is going to happen. He's going to surprise them in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The theme of tonight is, God is my strength. God is my strength. I don't know if God is your strength, though. God is my strength.
God is my strength.
And God is the strength of the women. Praise the living God. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. I said God is the strength of the women. Please, Daddy in the house, you're going to help us to pray for women too. You have your wives. You have your sisters that are married. So you are going to help us to pray for them. And we women, we are going to stand and pray for ourselves. Then we also stand in gap
and pray. Use our life as a point of contact to reach all other women. Because there are some of us that are not here. Some are working. Maybe because of one thing or the other, they were not able to come. So we are still going to pray for them. We are going to intercede on their behalf too. Praise the living God. Psalm 28, verse 6 to 9. That is the anchor scripture. Praise the living God. Psalm 28. I read 28 from 6 to 9. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. Praise the living God. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced. And with my song will I praise him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Fill them also and lift them up forever. Praise the living God. Amen. The Lord is our strength. Amen. So at this hour, we are first of all going to thank God for creating us as women. Praise the Lord. Because right from the foundation of the world, God made the man a help meet. The man a help meet, which is the woman. Praise the living God. So we have so many responsibilities as women to perform. Praise the living God. So we are first of all going to thank God for creating us as a woman. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand up and pray? Thank God for making you a woman. Thank God for God giving you a sister. Praise the Lord. Oh, righteous Father, the I am that I am. Lord, I just thank you, oh God in heaven, for this great opportunity you have done, oh Father, King of glory, in my life. Lord, I thank you for creating me to be a woman, oh God. Thank you, oh Father, King of glory, for the life of my sisters, oh God in heaven. Thank you, I am that I am, for the life of my sister-in-laws, oh God, for creating them women, oh Father, King of glory, because you have purpose for them. Thank you, I am that I am, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name. At this time, let us quickly read the book of 1 Timothy 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. 1 Timothy 2. Sorry, if you are there, you can read for me, please. Amen. Yeah. Praise the living God. We have prayer points there. You see, Adam was not deceived. He was the first man before they created the woman. So at this time, we are going to pray for forgiveness of sin. Then we will also pray God to give us the spirit of discernment as a woman. That it is not everything we see that we will just rush into. That God should help us to look at those things spiritually. Shall we pray? Oh, righteous Father, the I am that I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Lord, I thank you once again, oh God in heaven, for making us women, oh God. Lord, thank you, oh Father, King of glory. Lord, even at this moment, oh God, I pray, oh Father, King of glory, for forgiveness, oh God, that you have mercy upon us, oh God in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our lives, oh Father, King of glory, that in any way, in any form, oh Father, God in heaven, we have deviated from your way. That, oh God in heaven, you draw us closer to yourself, oh God, as a woman, oh Father, King of glory, in the name of Jesus. Above all, oh God in heaven, I pray for the spirit of discernment, oh Father, King of glory, that you help us, oh God in heaven,
heaven, to be able to see things, oh God, in heaven spiritually, in the victorious name of Jesus, that we will not rush, oh Father, King of Glory, into matters, oh God. Help us, oh Father, God in heaven. Give us, oh Father, King of Glory, the spirit of discernment. Give, oh Father, King of Glory, those that are not here, oh God in heaven, the women, oh Father, King of Glory, I pray, oh God, that you give them, oh God, the spirit of discernment. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name. So we are going to pray also, taking our position as women, that no one will replace us. In our individual families, we are going to pray that God has made us to be there, that nobody will be able to take us away from that position. Shall we pray? Righteous Father, King of Glory, everlasting Savior, I pray, O God in heaven, in my home, O Father, King of Glory, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, no one, O Father, God in heaven, will be able to take my place, O God. Lord Jehovah King, in my home, O God, I pray no woman will be able to take my position in the name of Jesus. In the life of my children, no one, O God in heaven, will be able to take my position in the victorious name of Jesus. King of Glory, Lord of Lords, I pray that, oh God, in heaven we will be established. Lord, help us, oh God. Help us, I am that I am. That our place will not be vacant. Pray that the positions of our women will not be vacant in the church also. In the name of Jesus. Our position, oh God, in heaven in the church will not be vacant. In the victorious name of Jesus. King of Glory, Lord of Lords, I pray, O God, that you help us, O God, in heaven. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, no man or woman will be able to take our position. In the name of Jesus, help us, O God, in heaven. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name I prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name. We are going to use our life as a point of contact to reach all other women that are supposed to be here that are not here. We are going to pray on their behalf that no man or woman will be able to take their position. That even in the house of God, that their position will not be vacant. Shall we pray for them? Oh, righteous Father, King of Glory. By faith, oh God in heaven, we bring our sisters, oh God in heaven, today. We ask, oh Father, King of Glory, that in their individual homes, oh God, their space, oh Father, King of Glory, their place, oh God in heaven, will not be vacant. In the life of their children, oh God in heaven, their place, oh Father, God in heaven, will not be vacant. Lord, in the church, oh God, their place, oh Father, King of Glory, will not be vacant. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask at this moment that we will continue to be, oh God, in our position. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name. At this time, let us quickly see to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 17, 7 to 8. Jeremiah 17. There is a prayer point there. 17, 7 to 8. 7 to 8, yeah.
Who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Amen. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to pray that our women should be rooted in the Lord. Because the word of God is telling us that blessed is the man. In the Bible, we use man to represent women to praise the living God. Blessed is the woman that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For she shall be like a tree planted by the waters. Praise the living God. So we are going to pray that our women should be rooted in the Lord. They should be rooted in the Lord, that they will not be like trees that are planted by the river side. Shall we pray? So that they will continue to yield fruit in their due season. Oh, righteous Father, King of glory, Lord of lords, everlasting Savior, the I am that I am. Lord, I pray at this hour, oh God in heaven. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, will pray, oh Father, King of glory, that our women, oh God in heaven, will be rooted in the Lord, oh God. Jehovah King, help them, oh Father, King of glory, that they will be rooted in the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. El Shaddai, oh God, that they will produce fruit in their due season. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In the name. In Jesus' name. At this time, we are still going to pray. We are going to pray for our women. There are many among us. Praise the Lord. The man of Calvary, he has done it before. Oh, yes. Amen. He will do it again. The man of Calvary, he has done it before. Oh, yes. Amen. He will do it again. If you believe, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are many among us. Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we are going to pray that God should meet them at the point of their needs.
Amen.
God should meet our women. There are many that are crying unto God secretly. Oh. God has done it before and he's going to do it again. The man of Calvary, he has done it before. Oh yes. Amen. He will do it again. That thing they are sharing tears for in their closets, that God will answer them. Shall we pray? Pray, 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 pray for them. Oh, righteous Father, King of glory. Everlasting Savior, the I am that I am. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Lord Jehovah King, it is not by power, it is not by strength, O God in heaven. It is by thy spirit, O Father, King of glory. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask at this moment, O Father God in heaven. Jesus Christ, O God, I ask at this moment, O God, that yes, O Father King of glory, that you do it, O Father King of glory, in the name of Jesus. Jehovah King, El Shaddai, O God in heaven. Answer, O God in heaven. Give yes, O Father King of glory. Oh, Jehovah King, to their supplications, oh God, that they will come out, oh Father King of glory, and testify of your goodness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let us quickly see to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel. Chapter 1. Praise the Lord. There was a time, I am quite sure it is consigning Hannah. Praise the living God. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel, I read. So there was a particular man that
married two wives. One was called Hannah and the other one was Penina. And a time came, because there is a feast they always go for, Shiloh. And the two of them, they always go there with their husband. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Penina, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters, portions. But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord has shut up her womb. Praise the living God. Praise the Lord. And this particular woman is a story that everybody knows about. But at the end, God answered her. At the end, God answered her. Even when she was praying. Even when she was praying. So the man of God, the priest there, was thinking maybe she has taken alcohol. So she said, oh, this early morning, why did you just have to give yourself to wine like that? But Hannah, in verse 15, says, and Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Praise the living God. Cut not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Praise the living God. And then the Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee the petition that thou hast asked of him. Praise the living God. And at the end, God blessed her. At the end, God blessed her. So we are going to pray on behalf of our women that God should grant their petitions. God should grant their petition. This man of God noticed it. And God has brought it out again that God should grant their petition. Let us join them in prayers. Shall we pray? Oh, righteous Father, King of glory, Lord of Lord. Lord, O God in heaven, you that seest, O Father, King of glory, the secret place of every human, O God. Lord, we ask at this moment, O God in heaven, that you grant their petition, O God in heaven. Give yes, O Father, King of glory, to their supplications, O God. Because, O Father, God in heaven, they are not trusting in chariots, they are not trusting in horses. Lord, they are drawing their strength from thee. Hannah did not go into any other place. She was right there in your house because she knew quite all right that the strength she needs is in your house. Praise the living God. Lord, we ask at this moment that you grant, O God in heaven, the petitions of your children in the mighty name of Jesus. Our women, O Father, King of glory, O God, grant their heart desires. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you. We worship you. El Shaddai, we adore your great name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, O God in heaven, because testimonies abound. Thank you, I am that I am. Praise the living God. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We are still in the attitude of prayer. We're going to give thanks to God for what God has done. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because the Bible says, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our request be made known to God. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, God. We are grateful, oh Lord. For all you have done. For all, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, we are grateful.
grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, God, we are grateful. Oh Lord, our Savior, for all you have done for us. We are grateful, oh Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be thy name, O the Lord. Oh, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be thy name, O the Lord. Oh, glory, oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory to my King. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be thy name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be thy name of the Lord. Let's begin to appreciate God for another time in his presence. Let us appreciate him for his goodness and for his mercies over our life, over every family, so Lord. Let us appreciate him for all the good things he has done, oh Lord. Let us appreciate him for his provision, for his protection, for his guidance, oh Lord, over our life, over every family, over every members of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, home and abroad, oh Lord. Let us thank him for the things he has done, oh Lord, for the things we see and the things we do not see, oh Lord. Let us give thanks for good health, oh Lord. Let us thank him for strength, oh Lord, for forgiveness of sins, oh Lord, for peace, for his unfailing love, oh Lord. Oh Lord. Let us give thanks in every situation in Jesus' name, oh Lord. Let us thank him for keeping our going out, our coming in Jesus' name, oh Lord. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor. He deserves all the adoration in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Let us thank him from January, for February, for March, for April, for May, for June, for July. And today is the last Friday in the month of August. Let us appreciate, let us thank him, oh Lord, for the things he has done, oh Lord. Let us exalt his holy name, oh Lord. Let us magnify his holy name. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Shall we please open our Bibles to the book of Psalm chapter 95? The book of Psalm chapter 95 verse 1, I read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Verse 3. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. We are going to thank him because this month we had our 15-year anniversary. And we are going to acknowledge, we are going to thank him for ushering us into the 16th month, oh Lord. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor. He deserves all the adoration. There is nothing we can do by our own strength, oh Lord. We thank him, Lord, for the strength, oh Lord, in every department, oh Lord. We thank him. We acknowledge him. We thank him for the things he has done, oh Lord. We thank him
for the people that planned it, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving them the grace, the power, and the strength in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We thank him during the anniversary. We thank him for everything went to plan according to plans in Jesus' name, oh Lord. Let us thank him. No evil reports upon any family, any homes, any individuals in Jesus' name, oh Lord. Let us thank him for people that came far and near for journey mercy back to their various destinations. Let us appreciate him for everything he has done, oh Lord, for the food, for the water, for the drink, for the administration. In the name of, let us acknowledge him, let us appreciate him in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. It is by his grace that we are standing tonight in the name of Jesus. Let us appreciate him for everything he has done in our families, oh Lord. Let us appreciate him for everything that went through during the anniversary in Jesus' name, oh Lord. In fact, let us thank him for the past 15 years, oh Lord, going to 16. Let us appreciate him, oh Lord. It can only be God in our lives, in our homes, in Jesus' name, oh Lord. Let us thank him for strength in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Let us thank him for the organizer, for every department, for the ushers, for the choir, for the media, for the children department, for the life of our men, our women, in the name of Jesus, our singles, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the pastors, for the leaders, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the ministration, for the ordination, everything, oh Lord, and all the people that came, oh Lord. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, oh Lord. We say blessed be your holy name, oh Lord. We adore your holy name, oh Lord. Awesome God you are. Mighty God you are. Ancient of days, we adore you. We say blessed be your holy name in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Thank you, Most High God. Thank you, Eternal Rock of Ages. Thank you, the land of the tribe of Judah. Thank you, our Lord and our Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name, we've prayed. Shall we please open our Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Matthew 16, chapter 18, verse
unto thee.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Sorry, ma'am.
16, 18.
Yes, ma'am.
I read. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Amen. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen. Amen. We are going to pray tonight. The word of God will not go on the ground. We are going to pray for our church tonight in Jesus' name, O Lord, that the gate of hell will not prevail against us, against our church, against each and every family in the name of Jesus, O Lord. We are going to pray that God should guide us, be with us, protect us in Jesus' name, O Lord. We ask for increase in the name of Jesus, O Lord. The gate of hell will not prevail against our church in the name of Jesus. The gate of hell will not prevail against our home in the name of Jesus, O Lord. In Jesus' name, God will make a way where there seems to be no way in Jesus' name, O Lord. God will open the doors of prosperity, of breakthrough in the name of Jesus, O Lord. God will take control of our church, of our lives in the name of Jesus. It will cause his light to shine upon us in Jesus' name, O Lord. God will take control, Lord. God will take control in Jesus' name, O Lord. We surrender out to you tonight in Jesus' name, O Lord. The Lord will help us, will have mercy upon us in Jesus' name, O Lord. The Lord will help us, will have mercy upon our church, upon every branches in Jesus' name, O Lord, O Lord. The Lord will satisfy our thirst and hunger with good things in Jesus' name, O Lord. Lord, take your place, O Lord. Father, take your place, O Lord, in our church, O Lord. Father, take your place, O Lord, in Jesus' name, O Lord. Come and take your place, O Lord. Come and take your place, O Lord. In our church, come and take thy place. In our life, come and take your place. Come and take your place, Jesus. Come and take your place, O Lord.
church, come and take thy place in our life. Come and take your place.
Father, come and take your place, O Lord. We surrender all to you, O Lord. Father, empower us, O Lord. Father, direct us, O Lord. Shield us, O Lord. Be with us. Be our strength, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Father, we ask for your strength, O Lord. We ask for your strength in Jesus' name, O Lord. Because you are the tower of our strength, O Lord. Father, we ask for more strength from you in the name of Jesus, O Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Shall we open our Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 9? Matthew, chapter 9, verse 37.
But the laborers are few.
Amen. Amen. We are going to pray tonight for every branches. We are going to pray for Cowley, for Northock, for Sweden. We are going to pray for increase in the name of Jesus, O Lord. We are going to pray for increase on every side, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord. Father, increase us, O Lord. Father, increase us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Father, we pray for increase in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Father, increase us in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us in Jesus' name, O Lord. Increase us by size. Increase our members in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Father, give us the gift that you've deposited in us, O Lord. Father, let them come to pass in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Father, have your way in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Father, we'll be prepared for God to be used for another person to know in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Father, have your way to be able to bring more people to your kingdom in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Thank you, Most High God. In the name of Jesus, we ask for increase on every side in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Father, help us, O Lord. Father, direct us, O Lord. Be with us, O Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Ancient of Days, we adore you. In Tana Rock of Egypt, we say, blessed be your holy name, O Lord. We enter your gate with thanksgiving tonight, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our lives in Jesus' name, O Lord. We step into your presence with gladness of heart, with singing in the name of Jesus, O Lord. You are a great God, O Lord. You are more than enough, O Lord. You are worthy of all our praises in Jesus' name, O Lord. You are filled with gratitude in Jesus' name, O Lord. Your way and your lovely kindness are everlasting in Jesus' name, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the words in Jesus' name, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for answering all our prayers in Jesus' name, O Lord. You are a great God in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, that you are grateful for the victory and for the achievement, O Lord, for our church in the name of Jesus, O Lord. We are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony of our testimonies in Jesus' wonderful name. We've prayed. Amen and amen.